And so it's actually become a health crisis which nobody remembers or looks at. And part of the reason is that there just isn't enough money that is being invested in nutrition and, you know, the needs of children of that age. I mean, a few more staggering statistics. I talked about 3.1 million children who are going to die from malnutrition. About 165 more children under the age of 5 are actually stunted.
Well, you really cannot address malnutrition without looking at the root issue of it. And for many people, the root issue is poverty. And I know that your organization is working to bring people out of poverty. And how then do you empower women?
When it comes to Africa, is the investment that goes into agriculture development. If you think about it, 70% of Africans actually derive their livelihood from agriculture. So obviously, if you're going to begin to tackle poverty, it's that 70% of the population you have to start with. And what this really means is that African governments must keep their commitment to investing in agriculture. In 2003, African governments made a commitment in Maputo, it's called the Maputo Declaration, that they would invest 10% of their national budgets in agriculture. And that would see productivity grow by 6% and, you know, the economy or the GDP grow even more. And we're 10 years on. Some progress has certainly been made, but nowhere near enough. And that's the real challenge. When we begin to invest in agriculture, and this means qualitative investment in agriculture, it's not just about the dollars and particular percentage of the budget that goes to agriculture. It's really about what are the targeted interventions within that budget that benefits smallholders.
What specifically then is needed from leaders?
Investing in African agriculture is very important, and the leadership has to come from the African governments themselves in partnership with their donor partners. So there's actually a serious need to invest in what I would call an African food revolution. And this is what we were asking the G8 for during the Nutrition for Growth conference that took place last Saturday in London. And this means we need funding pledges to resource nutrition plans is what we're asking for. We're also asking for finance and prioritization. There is a framework that's called the Comprehensive African Agriculture Development Program under the African Union. So it's important to invest in that. It is an African-led initiative. It's important to support it. It's important also to expand and strengthen the G8 New Alliance, which was launched by President Obama last summer at the G8.
It's very interesting, and it's very good to see that world leaders are now taking a very close look at nutrition and its vital role in global economies. And I know for many organizations, such as yours, it's very good when you're starting to hear world leaders use nutrition in the same sentence as economy and GDP, as we learned at this last event, the Food Security and Nutrition Summit that took place in London.
In terms of the Nutrition for Growth conference that took place over the weekend, that in itself, I think, was a historic moment for nutrition because, you know, it hasn't happened before at that level. Definitely, there were some good and important victories. There were also obviously some gaps and more work needing to be done. But overall, the donor pledges were better than the UK government expected. But again, the targets are that we want 20 million children fewer stunted in 20 countries. We want 1.7 million fewer children dying. And at least 500 million pregnant women and children under 2 to be reached with nutrition interventions.